Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, trade is a vital component to the success of U.S. agriculture. USDA figures show that in 2016, the top 10 export markets for U.S. coarse grains, co-products, ethanol, and meat products were worth more than $7 billion. Floyd Gabler, Director of Trade Policy and Biotechnology for the U.S. Grains Council, he's a veteran trade policy expert. Now, Gabler has served as Deputy Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He has more than 25 years of experience in trade policy. Well, he says trade brings an overwhelming benefit to the economy.
The value of trade really centers around each country's comparative advantage. You know, we have the ability to produce goods. We have economies of size and scale. U.S. agriculture is a perfect example of that. You know, public-private research and increasing our ag productivity, and obviously our farmers have access and adopt new technology and innovative practices to remain competitive. And those benefits spill down through the value chain. Ultimately, the beneficiary really is the end user, the consumer.
And, of course, in the next program that we're talking trade with Gabler, he's going to talk about what happens in a trade negotiation. That'll be part of Inside Agriculture coming your way tomorrow. You can learn more about the importance of trade online, and you can do that by going to www.grains.org. That's www.grains.org. Okay, that's a look at what's going on today inside agriculture. We invite you to join us same time, same station tomorrow. That's Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.